Revelation 19, 11 to 21. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire. Now on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no man knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. Treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of Almighty God. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, "Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and generals and mighty men, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, small and great." And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. The beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had worshipped, had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. And the two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest of them were killed with a sword and came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse. And all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. And then chapter 20. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having a key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Sounds like a unique scripture to read for a Thanksgiving Sunday. You know, a lot of times people will talk about, oh, what am I thankful for? Well, my family, food, my home, my job. But you know, this world is just a passing through. What I am thankful for is the fact that there is going to come an end to all the devastation. We've talked the last 3 Sundays, or was it 4, about temptation and about the trinity of temptation, the flesh, the world, and the devil. Today I want to talk about there's a day coming when that temptation is going to end. Look with me at Revelation 15, 11. I don't know if you saw it in the bulletin. It was our meditation this morning. Did I say Revelation 11, 15? Or did I? Let's transpose that. 11, 15. Revelation 11, 15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Are you as sick of the news as I am? Of the hypocrisy? We have one man who may have done horrible things in Alabama. I don't know. You don't know. They waited 40 years to make the statement. Maybe there's a legitimate reason. Maybe there's not. I don't know. But we have another man that's been proven that's sitting in the Senate that nobody's doing a bloody thing about, named Al Franken. Nobody's saying a word about him. And there's dozens coming forward about him. The hypocrisy. It makes my blood boil. And I long for the day when there's not one single dishonest politician in the whole world. Because the kingdoms of this world are going to be the kingdoms of Jesus. There's not going to be one crazy judge with some insane agenda that turns out rulings that have nothing to do with the law. He will judge in righteousness. Oh, I long for that day. And you know, the wonderful news is we can be ready for that day today. Look with me over at Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. For he, Jesus, Colossians 1:13, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. And has, present tense, right now, brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. You see, today we can be part of that kingdom. So when it comes to the earth and all its power, we're ready. We're part of it already. We don't have to be one of those people who shake their fists and rattle their swords and shoot their guns against the King of Kings and try to stop his coming. We can be one who comes with him in the clouds. Now that's something to be thankful for. That's why Titus 2:13 refers to the coming of Jesus as the blessed hope. Not just the hope, the blessed hope. I remember when the church used to sing those kind of songs. It won't be long. Soon we'll be leaving here. It won't be long. We'll be going home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up. Church doesn't sing too many of those songs anymore, does it? We have preachers telling us that this world is the best we can get. And Lord, if that's true, then God help us. There are ignorant preachers out there that think that this is the best there is, then God help them. And every person who listens to one word they say. I want us to just take a moment to look at how wonderful it's going to be when Jesus comes. Will you turn with me over to the book of Isaiah? Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65. talking of this kingdom age, God says what it will be like. He says, "Behold, I will create new heavens." This is Isaiah 65, verse 17. Isaiah 65, 17. I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered. All these people that want statues built in their name, many of them people of great ungodliness, all these Hollywood people that are building their monuments upon wickedness and sin and perversion that is spread across the globe, they won't be remembered. Nor will they come to mind. Glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days. Last week we had two prayer requests. One for a child, how old was it? 17 months? Already dealing with cancer? And another one, 8 months old, dealing with surgery on their heart. Never again. One of the hardest things in Kathy's life when she was with us was the child that she had that she lost. And I know that people argue back and forth whether it's harder to lose a child before it's born or after. Is it harder once you've seen them and held them and then to lose them, or is it harder to lose them having never even seen them? I know that it devastated her. That's never going to happen again. Or an old man who does not live out his years. And God doesn't mean in a nursing home. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. Here's a wonderful one. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them. How many people do we know that have lost their house? I remember when we first got our dog, TT. She was terrified. She had been adopted out of the shelter by a family, which is why she has such a weird name. They named her, not us. We shortened it. It was Tatiana. I don't know how you call a dog Tatiana, but okay. They had her for a couple years and loved her, and then they lost their house. They were forced to move into an apartment and send her back. And she was terrified. Every time we would leave, she was terrified that we were going to leave her or abandon her. How many people have lost their homes? Are struggling because of their homes? That's never going to happen. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. How often do people work and work and work and have nothing for it? Never again. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. One of the hardest things working where I work in my other job is seeing the children that are the result of parents' decisions. Drug or alcohol use during pregnancy. Who knows what kind of upbringing? When you hear the words that come out of some of the 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds that I have, words I didn't know in high school. And they'll look you right in the eye and spit them in your face, and you know that someone taught them to them. Who would speak that way in front of their children? No more of that. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Listen to this one, verse 24. Before they call, I will answer. Do you ever feel like you pray and pray and pray and God doesn't answer? You're not alone. What prayer did Jesus pray almost 2,000 years ago? What prayer did Jesus personally pray 2,000 years ago? You can look it up in John 17. I pray that they all might be one, as we, Father, are one. Are his people one today? Good. Lord. So before you complain about your prayer not being answered, you think about the fact that the one prayer Jesus prayed on the night before he was to die has not yet been answered. But that day, before they even call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. As the gospel withdraws its power from our society, as more and more people are untouched by the gospel, do you see how much violence there is in the human soul? I remember, barely, but I remember as a very young man watching on TV the civil rights marches in the 60s. And when godly men were protesting and leading it in peace. Oh, not today. Today we have to hire thugs to go in and smash things and attack people and intimidate people and call that protest. But in that day, violence will be done away with. I'm amazed. Kindergarten and first graders, you can't leave them, you can't let them go out on a playground and run around to play without them attacking each other. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food. And then listen to this. Wow. You know, every time somebody comes up to me and starts with the phrase, "Did you hear?" Almost every time it starts with that, I'm thinking, okay, what was the terrorist action now? Who blew up what? Who shot up what? What school is now in the middle of a siege? What children are being attacked? Listen to these words. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Can you imagine a day when there will not be one single act of violence in the whole world? No child being molested. No gang taking over a neighborhood. No drug dealer shoving a needle into someone's hand. Oh, the first one's free. Not one. And this is not a fairy tale. It sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Can you imagine if all those media types that are running the media today were still around when that happens? And most of them obviously will not be. Do you imagine how angry they'd be at having none of their horror to report? Turn with me over to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11:6, the wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. I watch way too much kids' movies working where I work. I have seen way too many cartoon movies, but there are some of them that I have to say are cute. Praise God. There are some that are still innocent, despite everything that they try to do to make them jaded. And I love the little scene with the girl in one of the Toy Story movies sitting down with all the little stuffed animals in the chair and having her little tea party. But can you imagine when they do it for real? Come on, lion, get over here. Sit down right here. Come on, bear, over here. You sit in this chair. And the bear... Oh, stop that growling, wolf. Get over here. We're going to have some tea. And the bear's going, oh, another tea. At least put something in the cup this time. And it sounds like fiction. But it's going to be true. Cow will feed with the bear, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. You'll never have to fear about a child walking to school. About the dealers on the street or the gangs driving by. There'll never be another child that has to sleep in a bathtub, like many do in Camden, because it's the most secure spot in the house. If the bullets come through the wall, if you have the old cast iron tubs, they'll probably at least slow them down. Never again. And then he quotes those same words that he says later in 65. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my mountain. But he adds something. And this is what I am most thankful for. He says, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. You see, that's what we're missing today. We have raised up a people who do not know, have the knowledge of the Lord. And we expect them to make moral choices, and we think if we show them some funny little video in school that they'll make the right choices, but they don't. Because the only thing that can change a wicked human heart is the knowledge of the Lord. But on that day, the whole earth, all of it, will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, how much of the sea is covered by water? You ever go, oh, there's the dry sea. Well, if it's dry, it ain't sea anymore. Look at verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse, Jesus, will stand as a banner for the people, and the nations will rally. We may live in a day when people are not rallying to Jesus, but that is the exception, not the rule. The day is coming when every single person in the world will rally to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I think that's something to be thankful for. I don't care what your situation is today. I don't care what our nation's situation today is. I don't care how corrupt the politicians are, how lying the media is. I don't care how violent the terrorists are or how out of control the world is spinning. I don't care how many nukes North Korea gets or how many... How much the Chinese flex their muscles. I don't care what Putin does, or Pelosi does, or Schumer does. Not one of them can stop it. God isn't going to take an opinion poll. He's not going to hold an election. And the one voice that will count in all the universe is His and His alone. We sang this, we began this morning singing the song, God and God alone. His kingdom and His alone is going to rule. What a thing to be thankful for. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ. He will reign forever and ever. You know, somebody said to me the other day, why don't you take these fancy vacations? I've got a 1,000-year vacation coming, worth taking. I want to see the Grand Canyon from the air. I don't know if we'll be able to fly in the kingdom or not, but I'm looking forward to it. How about you? Let's bow together. Oh God. We could all list the wondrous things You have done for us. Lord, You have been good to us. We had the privilege of being born in a land, at least if we are my age or so, that at one time was at least outwardly given over to righteousness, where morality mattered, where Jesus was honored, where truth was sought. We have had the privilege of knowing freedom, a freedom that few people in the history of the world has ever known. We have known opportunity. People that would have been a commoner their entire life with nothing to look forward to have been able to have education, opportunity. Oh Lord, we have known so much blessing. Lord, all of that pales to insignificance beside what is coming. Lord, give us the eyes of faith to see and to be thankful today for what You will do, to live in its reality. Lord, may I be a citizen of Your kingdom today, not just when You forcibly shove everyone who will not bow to their knees. Oh Lord, may I embrace the wonder, the glory, the peace, Your kingdom, righteousness, holiness. us out of the domain of darkness into the kingdom of the Son you love. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.